Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Fighting Words on the Fighting Words News Network. Fighting Words is brought to you each and every night of the week in grateful appreciation to the men and women in the United States Armed Forces and the men and women of Police and Fire Services by Dr. Kathleen Carroll, a board-certified psychiatrist in private practice since 2003. Dr. Carroll previously was the Director of Inpatient Services at the Bay Pines VA Hospital and the Bay Pines VA Medical Center. Dr. Carroll specializes in the treatment of children ages 6 and older and the treatment of adults. She's also an all-time triathlete. So if you're having any problems breaking through that next wall in athletics, or if you're having any problems in life, please, please don't take it out on a neighbor. Please see a professional. If you're in the Florida area, give her a call at area code 813-689-2466. And please, please be kind to each other. Well, Z, it's been a good time, and what a bunch of things we got to talk about tonight, huh?
Absolutely. How you doing, Butch? I want to say hi to all my Fighting Words family.
Yeah. Z, I want to congratulate you. I see the Three Musketeers got together in the northern boundaries, and I thought it was nice that you guys were able to help Dr. Chris out and eat your lunch off his head, because I see both of your head and shoulders above him.
Well, let me tell you, I don't think that means a whole lot in the scheme of things. Let me tell you something. It was a pleasure to meet Dr. Chris. More than anything, it was impressive. You hear Dr. Chris talk about he had to cut his lawns and he's actively, you know, dealing with logs and stuff and trees. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, the guy, you know, you think he's, you know, no disrespect, he's up there in age. You know, how's this guy doing this? Well, I thought that until I met him. So I shook his hand, and I thought I lost mine. His hands are dense and just are so solid. Yeah. And then I gave him a hug, and he is so dense and so solid that I was a bit intimidated. So the head and shoulders, oh, my goodness, the head and shoulders thing doesn't mean anything. I could see that. You didn't want to tangle with that guy, and, you know, don't want to tangle with that guy. Forget age. And he's lively, his spirit. I love Dr. Chris's spirit. And I wanted to stay there all day and just talk with him. You know, it was just, it was wonderful. I just can't say enough about
him. Yeah, we've been friends for over 50 years, and I can tell you that he is today the same as he was when I met him back in the 60s. I guess that's 60 years now. But at that time, he was not only a very active dental practice. He was doing the he was boxing. He was also managing fighters, and then he was the dentist at the jail. And the joke used to be that if somebody in Chichester got arrested, Chris, if they were in the jail, Chris would use them as his dental assistants.
Their punishment.
He's a great guy. He really is, and he's never lost his thrill for life or his the gusto. He lives every single minute of his life just the way he is. There's nothing hidden. There's no hidden agendas, and he really is. Really is the greatest guy that you could ever want to meet. That's why I had the boys
very
meet him when we were up there. Yep. Well, what do you think of the? I was going to ask Ty this. If Ty's going to be on tonight, but what's your thoughts on the Canelo Alvarez $365 million 5-year contract?
Well, first of all, that is extremely lucrative, needless to say. Canelo he's the biggest draw in boxing. Let's be honest. He's the moneymaker in the sport of boxing. So we expect him to make those dividends. Now, that's impressive. That is very impressive, but we also have to understand Canelo's not his own promoter.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's all for him outside of promotion, that's wonderful. But if that's, you know, with a lot of times that's just like a base sum off of what he'll be making off of maybe TV contracts, off of however. So we don't know exactly how much of that he will take home. If he's taking it all home, he doesn't need to do his own promotion. He's already done his whole promotion as far as that's concerned, if that's all his money. That's a wonderful, wonderful deal. But you also have to think, if that's all his, how much is Golden Boy making?
He signed with Daz for that contract.
Yes.
And he signed for an 11-fight contract, which... Yeah, that's pretty ambitious. Two fights a year, plus one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But where's he going to get? What level of competition is he going to get for that kind of money? And you know, who's going to try to knock him off now? The major moneymaker of himself came up and said that now he's thinking about getting back in shape and taking him on. And I don't know whether that's going to work out or not. But
I hope you're not talking about Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Well, the worst thing for Floyd to do is to fight Canelo. And that rings true from the moment Canelo stepped out of the ring with Floyd. That was the best learning experience for Canelo's career, period. Without that Floyd fight, I don't think Canelo would be would be good, but he wouldn't be the exact fighter he is today. That fight taught him a lesson. He got schooled that fight, and like some students, they learned. They learned in school. Mm-hmm. And that's just what happened with Canelo. And you could see how he transformed himself from fight to fight after that. He took a bit of Floyd's style, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
A bit more of standing there, willing to stand in there, counterpuncher with you. But that's adapting to his own bodily dimensions. Canelo's quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doesn't have the quick feet. He's not the quickest foot guy. But when you get into an exchange, every fighter has to exchange punches. When you get into mm-hmm. an exchange with Canelo, you rarely win. The opposing fighter mm-hmm. rarely wins. That is kind of Canelo's strength. When you have to throw fists with him, he's going to
mm-hmm.
usually get the better of that exchange. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of, adaptation of Floyd's style to the point where Floyd didn't
mm-hmm.
get in exchanges, but when you, he would make you pay for throwing fists at him. And Canelo, he's the same way. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
as far as that goes. Now, as far as his competition, he's already signed. 11 fights, there's
mm-hmm.
two fights a year, plus an extra fight. His competition really kind of is not going to matter to an extent. But he's going to have to fight, good competition. There's going to be mandatories. There's going to be promotion. He's going to have to fight guys outside of Fielding. Now, people talk about, this Fielding, who's this guy? Well, Fielding is a natural 168-pound fighter, and Canelo
mm-hmm.
is not. Canelo's fought 160. Canelo has weighed in and stepped in the ring, and I guess I would call it, he performed at 168. He didn't really have to fight. Yeah, that was against
mm-hmm.
Chavez Jr. He performed at 168. He's only had three fights at 160. So,
mm-hmm.
the Smith fight and the two Golovkin fight, if I'm correct. I'm not sure if the Smith fight was even at a catchweight. But the two, I'm going to say three at middleweight. So, to be honest, we're still seeing Canelo at a middleweight. The 168,
mm-hmm.
he's going to fight a legitimate big guy, a bigger guy, a taller guy, a heavier guy, longer reach guys than him. He's done it before, but a guy this big, that's the interesting part about this fight.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Canelo has the skill, but when you start moving up in weight and guys, there's certain things that you just maybe not are able to do. You might not want to counterpunch a guy who's that heavy just for risk of getting hit with something you don't want to get hit. So, this is the beginning. I guess it's his level of competition right now. But Canelo will step
mm-hmm.
up. He's going to have to. He's that kind of competitor.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get Dr. Chris on the phone right now.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure he's going to have 85. Yeah, I called him before and told him he called him now.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Okay, Frank.
Good. We were just
sitting here just half asleep.
Ah, there you go.
Now I'm feeling what's going on with
it. I want to get your thoughts on Bob Arum wants to negotiate a fight between Errol Spence and Crawford sometime in January. What's your thoughts on that?
Bob Arum, junior or senior?
Senior
or junior?
Senior.
Well, good luck with Pepper on the other side. He's such a rat. You know, I don't know. I don't know about that. Spencer's a nice fella. She got nice. Who's Spencer's manager? You remember?
Al Heyman. I don't know his manager. I know he's promoted by Al Heyman. So,
okay. A little bit better guy than the other one. Well, I'd like to see the fight. It's just that they're going to have to work it out. Nobody's going to lose money. It'll draw well. Two left-handers against each other, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Full welterweights now.
Yep.
It'd be an interesting fight. It'd be a very interesting fight because Mustercall just barely won that last fight. He didn't come on to the 12th round against that Mexican kid. The Mexican kid gave him a hard time because of a good jab.
Mm-hmm.
And he won in the last round. I mean, he won, but it wasn't a spectacular win. So I think Crawford's got more in the tank, and he would be there in that 12th round, ready to go. It'd be a good fight all the way through.
Hello?
Yeah. I agree.
How you doing, Jay?
Oh, I'm
sorry.
How's it going,
Dr. Chris? All right, we're up here getting soaking wet. It's cold, damp, and ugly. Well, you know that. You're up here, too.
Yeah, I see
it. So, anyway.
I'm probably going to put it on. I'll put it started today. That way it'll come right on.
Go ahead, Zay.
Oh, no. What's that, Dr. Chris?
Go ahead. Let me hear your opinion. Two very, very good boxers, very good punchers. Great fight. Could be a great fight.
Yeah. And what I'm going to say is, if they meet now, I think it's a very good time for them to meet. People are considering them the best two welterweights out there. I don't because they haven't proven it. They fought in a lot of competition. Crawford's kind of just getting the welterweight. But they fought competition that's kind of outside of the top level. So, I mean, I really can't. Outside of Spencer's win against Kell Brook, and even then, that's a drained-down version of Kell Brook. So I can't really give total credibility to either one as far as them being the top welterweights, period. I still think it's, Porter, Thurman, maybe Garcia has a claim. I'm not sure. He's fought better competition than those two to me. So, with that said, Crawford is a more skillful fighter between him and Spence. It's simple as that. As far as boxing acclimate and just as far as his skill effectiveness, he's more skillful than Spence. He's a better boxer than Spence. Still, that might not matter because Spence is a good enough boxer where he tends to be able to get at good boxers. And in the mode of that, that's kind of like Felix Trinidad to me. He does remind me a little bit of Trinidad in that he has the tools to be a boxer killer. The guys who kind of want to jab, establish their distance outside, they want to contact when they want to, the foot movement. Trinidad used to kill those guys. He used to cut the ring off. He used to place punches very well and break those guys down until he finished them. Spence is sort of that way. So it makes a very, very interesting matchup. And to be honest, it's going to be all about can Crawford make Spence respect him enough to where Spence is not trying to lay heavy shots on him. And is Spence going to be able to keep the pressure up on Crawford? Is he going to be able to not get outskilled all of the time so he can go ahead and place what he wants to place on Crawford? That's going to be the question. As far as who can win, who's going to win, predictions, I'll wait till they're signed and everything's kind of lined up before that. But it's an interesting fight at this moment. I'm glad to see it because I think if they start stepping up to certain things, it won't, I mean, maybe one of them will be unproved, to be honest. I don't think they could beat a Keith Thurman. I don't think they, a healthy Keith Thurman. I'm not saying they're going to beat, they can beat a Sean Porter. I don't even know if they could deal with a Danny Garcia. That's still unproven, as I say, so I'm glad they're meeting now.
You know the funny thing, a fight like this where you got two skillful fighters could turn out to be what boxing fans call a lousy fight because you got two good counterpunchers, equal ability, you know, very good. You know, it could be a dull fight, actually. It's not going to be a slugfest or a knockdown, drag them out affair. It's going to be a boxer's fight. And, you know, over the years, there's been some fights that are so skillful that they turn out to be dull. And then there's always a decision problem because nobody wins clearly. And that's what this could be. I don't think it's a slam-bang type fight, you know, where somebody's going to get in there and make a great fight out of this. There's no Carmen Basilio here, a guy that will get in there and, you know, fight a lion and, you know, make it an exciting fight. You got two skillful fighters. It could be dull because neither guy's going to want to get in. And that's what happens sometimes when, when you get a real skillful, you know, two guys together. I remember Howard Johnson was like that. He could put you to sleep, but he was a beautiful boxer. But he could put you to sleep 10 rounds. I mean, you might as well just set your alarm clock. Wake up in an hour, you have a nice nap, you know, without missing anything. So it could go either way. It could be, it'd be interesting. Either way, it's an interesting fight. So I'd like to see it.
In my opinion, if the fight is dull, then Spence is getting cleanly outboxed. It's as simple as that. Spence is very skillful, but he's a pressure. To be honest, Spence is a pressure fighter, and he tends to get hit a bit. He tends to be open. He has a good chin. I've seen him get hit in the course of him doing his thing, and he's taking it pretty good. Kell Brook landed some pretty good shots on him, and he was able to withstand. With that said, he can't box across. He can't. That won't work with him. He's not. I mean, he's very reactive. He has pretty good hand speed, but he's not quicker than Crawford. He's not quicker of thought process than Crawford. He's not quicker of foot than Crawford. He's not quicker of hands than Crawford. So he's going to have to essentially bring the fight to Crawford. He's a bigger man who hits harder, and he's good enough to where I think he can get at Crawford in moments and maybe in enough moments. But for him to win, for Spence to win, he can't sit and try to box with Crawford. That just, to me, that won't work.
Yeah, it could be an artist, two artists in there, but, you know, two skillful artists, and sometimes it turns out to be don't fight. It'd be like putting Mayweather in there. It puts you to sleep, Mayweather and Spence, you know? So, I don't know. Somebody, they're so damn good they don't want to commit and then make a mistake and get bopped. So it could go either way. It could go either way. Depends on the. I think of the two, Crawford has a tendency to lay back more and wait for an opportunity. So I think Spence tries to make a fight. If there's going to be a good fight, it's going to come from Spence's side. And I'm waiting more to see the heavyweight fight.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Wilder and Fury.
I can't wait to see big dummy versus the American fighter.
The wild man.
He's a good puncher. Can he take? Can the big Kahuna? Can he take that slamming right hand that he's going to get hit with? Because he's going to get hit. Well, we'll see. And that's what, about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, December 1st.
Okay, well, yeah, so it's not that far off.
The other thing we were talking about, you were talking about Bob Hearn earlier. He's announced now that Terrence Crawford will move to pay-per-view next year. I guess that's the only way he can get some more money because HBO won't pay him anything.
Well, I know that he did good numbers on ESPN. Crawford's been selling, he's been mm-hmm. doing good numbers on ESPN. So mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he'll be exclusively on pay-per-view, to be honest, depending on who he's fighting. If they make the fight with mm-hmm. Spence, that's going to be on pay-per-view. But if he's fighting somebody like a Benavidez, again, no disrespect to Benavidez, but on that level, then that's going to be on ESPN.
Okay. Well, okay. Here's another guy that likes to shoot his mouth off a lot, Eddie Hearn. And he's talking about his boy, Chisora, as the front runner for a fight with Dillon White for December 22nd. Z, what's your thoughts on that one? One, will it come off? And two, what's your thoughts on either one of the fighters?
Well, they both are coming off of pretty good victories. Chisora, mm-hmm. he was in a fight with Carlos Takam. It was a pretty good fight. Chisora went to knock Takam out.
Mm-hmm.
Cold out. No, Joshua had a stoppage on Takam. Takam's a tough guy. You just don't get him out of there. Joshua mm-hmm. had a stoppage on him. Some think it was early, but it wasn't a major stoppage. He was throwing punches at Takam, and the ref stopped it. Takam ran into an overhand right from Chisora and was it was done. It was over. With that said, Dillon White, he performed against Joseph Parker. And it was a good fight. Went decision. White earned a very good decision, put in a very good performance. White has put on a few good performances since including the last Chisora fight, kind of starting from there. His skill has looked like has really gotten better. He's become a totally better fighter. So, I mean, as far as those two, I like both fighters. I kind of like what they're doing. Chisora's a little old in the tooth. He's a little long in the tooth. He's not what he used to be. I would favor White if they fought. I don't want to see them fight, to be honest. There are other fights to be made.